Good evening and welcome to Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game four of a six-game series against the Stockton Ports. They are the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. And, of course, your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Right now, the Rawhide lead the series 3-0. Yesterday, they took down the Ports by a score of 8-2. That was the largest margin of winning by for the Rawhide. In first game, they beat them by 2 runs. It was a 3-1 game, and then on Wednesday, they won 4-3. And then yesterday, 8-2. Rawhide are looking to make it 5 wins in a row. That would be their longest win streak of the season. In fact, prior to this win streak, they had not won more than a game in a row. They started off the season losing to Lake Elsinore and being swept by Lake Elsinore in 3 games. They fell in the season opener in Valley Strong Ballpark to the Quakes. Then they won Wednesday, lost Thursday, won Friday, lost Saturday, and finally won Sunday, and now riding that 4-game win streak. On the mound for the Ports is right-handed pitcher Yason Sanchez, and he will face Juan Corniel, who is batting from the left side. Corniel is the shortstop today. First pitch of the game. Misses outside right.
First pitch, 7:05.
Right on time at 7:05. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Malone ranges, but he drops the ball as he's heading towards second. And Corniel is safe. So again, Malone's momentum was going towards second. He tried to get the ball out of his glove quickly, knowing that Corniel runs well, but he was unable to do so successfully. Because of that, Corniel is standing on first, and it is ruled an infield single. Now here's Brett Johnson batting from the left side. First pitch misses out. Brett Johnson is the right fielder today. Wind blowing out towards center field, as always, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Sanchez kicks. Corniel takes off. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. He's safe. Corniel has his 4th stolen base of the season. And just like that, the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position. 1-1 to Johnson. One. Misses outside. Catching for Sanchez today is Jose Mojica. Third baseman, TJ Schofield. Sam, a shortstop, Jose Escorche. At second base, Brennan Malone. And the first baseman for the Ports is Darlin Montero. 2-1. Swung on and missed. Count is even at 2-2. In the outfield from left to right, Colby Thomas, Brian Buelvis, and Clark Elliott. 78 degrees in Stockton, a beautiful day, although it probably will get down to the low 60s towards the end of the game. 2-2 from Sanchez. Johnson takes it inside and low, ball three. Calling balls and strikes behind the plate is Evan Anderson, and on the bases is Spencer Kim. 3-2 count, runner on second for the Rawhide. The pitch, foul tipped in to the netting behind home plate. Count remains full. With it being a 7:05 start, a majority of the field is covered in shade. Little sliver of sunlight right by home plate, but then all of left and center field are in the sun. Payoff pitch. Line drive, left field side, but it's hooking foul. Really, line drive home run. We've mentioned on pretty much every broadcast this week, this is such a hitters-friendly ballpark. Down that left field line, it's only 300 feet. To the foul pole, so a line drive or a looping fly ball turns into a home run pretty quickly here, especially with the wind. And of course, there's the porch out in right field that juts out about 20 feet into fair territory. 3-2, lined into left center field, a base hit. Corniel is being waved around home. The left fielder now picks it up. He's throwing to second. Johnson slides in safely with an RBI double in the Rawhide. Score first, 1-0 in the top of the first inning. Johnson's second double and second RBI of the year. Christian Cerda. No, this is not Christian Cerda. This is Andrew Pintar. Is it? No. Nope, Christian Cerda. Take it back. Never mind. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. I thought it was Andrew Pintar, but Pintar is on deck. We had some last-minute lineup changes that were communicated through about three different people before it came to me, so we're a little skeptical whenever someone comes to the plate of whether or not it's who it is. The pitch to Cerda, line towards center field. It lands in front of Buelvis for a base hit. They're going to hold Johnson at third. And smart to do so by D. Garner, the manager, who is coaching third base because Johnson had to hold up to make sure that Buelvis was not catching that on the line. Three consecutive hits for the Rawhide, and now here's Andrew Pintar. Cerda on first, Johnson on third, and Pintar is at the plate, who's batting 205 on the year. Second baseman batting from the right side. Sanchez delivers. And there's a strike on the outside corner. Sanchez 0-2 on the year with a 10.80 ERA. Lined foul down the right field side. No balls, two strikes to Pintar. Infield at double play depth, the pitch comes inside and misses. Sanchez, 6'2", right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. About 170 pounds. He was signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Oakland Athletics. The 1-2, lined over the head of the leaping shortstop. Johnson will score. Cerda moves up to second. 2-0. The Rawhide lead. The shortstop, Escorche, gave great effort to try to leap up and make that catch. He was unable to do so. Because of that, Pintar has his first RBI of the year and of his career. Remember, Andrew Pintar was drafted last year out of BYU and did not play in the Arizona Complex League because of a right shoulder injury. So when he joined the Rawhide this year for opening day, was his first professional games, and took a little while to get his first hit. It took four games, and now here it's taken 13 games to get his first RBI. Two to nothing, the Rawhide lead as Gavin Conticello steps to the plate batting from the left. The runner on second is Christian Cerda, and on first is Andrew Pintar. Still nobody out. Sanchez delivers, and Conticello takes the ball inside. Last time that Sanchez pitched was in Fresno. He took the loss after giving up three earned runs and three innings of work off of six hits and one walk. 1-0, coming inside and missing again. This is Sanchez's third start of the year. His two prior starts, he took the loss after only pitching two innings in the first game and three in the second. Ground ball, first baseman has it. Montero throws to second for the out. On to first, it's not in time. Conticello beats out the double play. Cerda advances to third, and Pintar is out at second. Runners in the corners, one away now.
I'm adding third baseman, number
and Ronnie Polanco will bat from the right side. He's the third baseman this evening for the Rawhide. Polanco batting 154 on the year. The pitch. Big swing and miss. Count is 0-1. Sanchez, glove at the chest, 0-1. Hard ground ball to the shortstop. Escorche picks it up, spins. He loses his footing, and the throw to first is wide. It looked like he kind of, I don't want to say he fell, because he intentionally went down to one knee to get that ball, and the momentum of it spun him around, and it looked like he just froze, or some kind of spasm, I guess would be the right word. Like, I mean, like a muscular spasm in his back, because he kind of grabbed it afterwards. A jolt, maybe, is another word you could use. But either way, everybody is safe. And the Rawhide now lead 3-0 because Cerda scores. The pitch to Guzman misses, outside ball one. The runner on second is now Conticello. And Polanco stands on first base with what looks to be ruled a hit. And yes, they have five hits up on the board for the Rawhide. So Polanco picks up an RBI. And a single. Guzman fouled that one off. Count is now 1-1. One count, one down. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Again, Guzman batting 257 on the year. Yesterday, he had his first home run of the season. It was a three-run blast over the left field wall, and that really just kind of put the dagger in the ports. That made it the 8-2 ball game in the top of the ninth inning. 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. A gorgeous slider from Sanchez. Absolutely nasty. Guzman strikes out for the second out of the inning. Here comes Sergio Gutierrez batting from the left side. He's the catcher today. First time he's catching this season. Three previous games he's been at first base for the Rawhide. Two down, runners on first and second, and the Rawhide lead 3-0 in the first. First pitch swinging is Gutierrez, and he misses. Gutierrez has two hits on the year. Both of them are home runs. 0-1. Deep fly ball to right field. Looks like it'll stay in the yard as Elliott goes back and makes the catch right near the warning track to end the inning. But the Rawhide score first. They lead 3-0 going into the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Jose Cabrera delivers a called strike to Clark Elliott, who's leading it off for the Ports. Here's the pitch. Missing high and outside. Cabrera in his third start of the year for the Rawhide. Rawhide lead 3-0. In the bottom of the first, the pitch. Misses outside. Three-one misses, except I think now it's a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Now I think it's a full count. I beg your pardon for having it wrong. I was relying on the scoreboard. My high school softball coach would be very mad at me. Don't rely on the scoreboard, Jill, he would always say. Full count, nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the first, and Cabrera delivers a breaking ball that misses outside ball four. So Clark Elliott draws a leadoff walk to start off the first inning.
Now batting the designated hitter,
and now Manny Pena is batting from the right side. He's here for a Major League rehab assignment. I believe he'll be here for a few days from what I hear. He's also going to catch one of these games for the Ports. Don't know if that'll be tomorrow or Sunday. He's batting from the right side. Runner on first. The pitch. Misses outside ball one. One oh. Misses outside ball two. Catching for Cabrera today is Sergio Gutierrez. Two-oh. There's a strike. Third baseman is Ronnie Polanco. The shortstop, Juan Corniel. At second base, Andrew Pintar. And in first is Gavin Contesello. From left to right is Donier Sanabria, Alvin Guzman, and Brett Johnson. The pitch. comes in and almost hits him. 3-1 count now. Swung on and missed. Count is now full. Clark Elliott, the runner on first. Does have one stolen base this season. The 3-2. Deep fly ball to right field. Johnson is going back. He's at the wall. Leaps up. He can't make the catch. An opposite field home run for Manny Pena in his MLB rehab appearance. Ball game now. Rawhide do still lead in the bottom of the first, but there's nobody on, nobody out for the Ports, and Brian Guelvis bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. You can tell Cabrera's stuff isn't as crisp as it has been this season. 0-1. Swung on a two-hopper to Corniel. He backs up on it. He'll have to fire to first. It's low in the dirt and picked out by Conticello just in time to beat Buelvas for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the left fielder, Colby Thomas.
Now batting the left fielder, number 8.
First pitch to Thomas. Misses high. Ball one. Cabrera working quickly. His curveball almost hits Thomas. On the season, Cabrera 0-1 with a 3 ERA. Last appearance, he threw 4 2/3 innings. He was just one out away from being eligible for the win. A 2-0 is popped up in a deep left field, but Sanabria is underneath it, still waiting for it to come down, and now makes the catch. Two away. So again, he was one out away from being eligible for the win. And in fact, he should have had the win. Instead, there was an error on the shortstop, a throwing error, and that was the last batter that he faced. Because of that, he didn't get the 5 complete innings needed. Here's Darlin Montero batting from the left side. Takes the ball 1 low. In that last appearance against Rancho, Cabrera only gave up 1 earned run off of 3 hits. He walked 2 while striking out 6. Pitch misses low. I'd assume his pitch count will be around 75 tonight. He threw 72 pitches last time. Could get up to 80. 2-0. Swung on and missed. Cabrera has a fastball, sinker, slider, and a changeup. There's a strike. Montero batting 159 on the year. He takes the ball 3 outside. Count is full, 2 outs. And nobody on for the first baseman. Cabrera gloved his right ear. He now kicks. Hard ground ball makes its way into right field. A 2 out base hit for the first baseman. And now Brennan Malone. Bat from the right side with 2 away and a runner on.
Now batting the second baseman, number 7, Brennan Malone.
Here comes Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. He'll have a conversation with Cabrera. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Rawhide do still lead 3-2 in the bottom of the first inning. Two outs, runner on first is Montero. Here's how the inning has gone. Clark Elliott walked to lead it off, and then Manny Pena, who's here on an MLB rehab assignment, hit a two-run blast over the right field wall. I feel like that's almost cheating, but let's be honest, every team's able to do that. Then Wilvis grounds it out to short. Thomas flew out to left, and Montero singled with two outs. Now Brendan Malone comes to the plate. When you think about it, a walk, a home run, and another single, that's not a terrible inning for Cabrera. He just doesn't look, again, as crisp as he has. I know that his numbers aren't amazing, but that's because in single A, you aren't going to be throwing seven innings in day one as that pitch is a strike. But he's been one of the more reliable starters so far this season. Specifically, in his first game, he was the hero of the day. The pitch is fouled off out of play. Count is now 0-2. The night before, the Rawhide used almost their entire bullpen, where they only had three guys available with Cabrera pitching that day. And for those of you who listen to a lot of single-A ball, you're using 4 to 5 guys in a night, typically. The pitch comes in, ball one. And at this level, you don't have a guy pitch 2 days in a row. You're not going to risk hurting them at this level, so a position player would have had to come in and pitch. Instead, Cabrera threw 4 1/3 innings, and only two guys had to be used out of the bullpen, which has really set the tone for him this season. The 1-2 is grounded to the second baseman Pintar. He throws to first, and that will end the inning, but not before the Ports have a two-run blast hit by Pena, who's here on MLB rehab assignment. Rawhide still lead by one. Going into the second, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Leading off the second for the Rawhide, the left fielder, number 9, Donyer Sanabria.
Donyer Sanabria leading off, batting from the left. He swings the first pitch from Sanchez, and it's fouled off down the left field side. Sanabria is the left fielder today. 0-1. Ground ball up the middle, the shortstop. Escorche is there, and retires Sanabria with the throw. A well-hit ball up the middle, but the shortstop Escorche was shading that direction. Here's the top of the order, Juan Corniel. He singles to the second baseman in his first at-bat. First pitch is a strike at the knees. It infield and outfield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, second baseman backhands it. Malone sets his feet, and that retires Corniel.
Yeah,
two quick outs for Yason Sanchez as he faces Brett Johnson. Johnson had the RBI double in his first at bat.
Right fielder, number six, Brett Johnson.
He squares to bunt offers, but cannot make contact. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch, called strike at the knees. And Sanchez now finding himself in a groove. He gave up three runs off of five hits back in the first inning. 0-2, popped up, left field side out of play. Just misses high and in. Ball one. Did not look like it missed by much. Sanchez, in fact, took a step towards the dugout. One, two. Ground ball back up the middle. Shortstop Escorche is there. A throw to first. Not in time. Johnson beats out an infield single. The ball did slow down. It hit off of the mound. Slowed down just a tad on its way to Escorche's glove. He hurried his throw, but again, Johnson, a very fast outfielder, and he bats from the left, so he gets an extra step or two. And now Christian Cerda is batting from the right side. Two away. He singled into center in his first at-bat. Johnson takes off, but Cerda fouls it off. 0-1 count. Coming inside, Johnson took off. The throw to second is in time. They said they got him. Brett Johnson is caught stealing for the first time this season. But the Rawhide do still lead by one. 3-2 ball game going into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
3-2 ball game. Rawhide lead. Jose Cabrera back on the mound. Delivers a strike on the outside corner to TJ Schofield. Sam. 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Infield, shading to the right against the left-handed hitter. Pitch misses outside. No more sun on the playing surface. Still a very light sky here in Stockton. Only 7:37 local time. 1-2. Fouled off. Third base. Schofield Sam is batting 225 on the year. The pitch just misses low. Cabrera is 20 years old. He'll turn 21 later next month. The 6'3" right-handed pitcher is originally from the Dominican Republic. The 2-2 misses in. He signed as an international free agent in September of 2021. 3-2. Popped up. Left center field. Sanabria goes over and the left fielder makes the catch. For the first out of the inning right in front of the Rawhide bullpen. And now Jose Mojica will step to the plate batting from the right side. One away, nobody on with the Rawhide leading by one in the second. So the fact that Cabrera was signed in 2021, this is technically his third professional season. Pitch misses outside. He was able to have one game played in the Dominican Summer League in 2021 because they do play into the first week of October there. The 1-0 waved at, missed. It's now a 1-1 count. And then last year he started in the Arizona Complex League. And then came to Visalia. Now here he is in his third professional season, but his first full season. The 1-1 fouled off. So remember, the Arizona Complex League does not start for another few months. Because of that, it's not considered full season ball. Even though they are staying in Arizona for extended spring training and working every single day. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, Mojica. Goes down swinging for the second out, and that is the first strikeout of the day for Cabrera. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. In crust, we trust. Two away, nobody on, and the number nine batter, Jose Escorche, at the plate. He takes a curveball that misses in. Cabrera in his third start of the year for the Rawhide. 1-0. Misses. He's now at 40 pitches this evening. 2-0. Misses high ball three. There's a strike on the outside corner. Cabrera pitched in seven games for the Rawhide last year, was 2-4 with a 6.51 ERA. 3-1. Lined. Stopped by Corniel on one hop. He spins. The throw to first is in time. My goodness. What a play by Juan Corniel, showing the glove over there at shortstop. That was electric. That Rawhide electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Heading into the third, Rawhide lead 3-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams, in both the Home Run Derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat.
First pitch swinging is Christian Cerda. Cerda did come to the plate back in the second inning, but Brett Johnson was caught stealing to end the inning, so because of that, he'll lead off the third. 1-1 count, Sanchez back on the mound for his third inning of work. One-one. It's a strike on the inside corner. The pitch misses in. Two-two. Just misses low ball three, full count. Cerda singled up the middle in his first at bat and did score the third run of the game. Right now, the Rawhide lead 3-2 in the third. Payoff pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Cerda thought it was ball four, but he is rung up for the first out of the third inning. Strikeout number two of the day for Easton Sanchez. And Andrew Pintar will now step to the plate with one away and nobody on. Sanchez delivers a breaking ball in there for a strike. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball, third base side, goes maybe 40 feet. The throw to first is not in time. It gets by the first baseman and goes into the stands along the first base side. So Pintar will head down to second. It was really more of a swinging bunt. It went maybe 40 feet down the third base side. The pitcher, Sanchez, picked it up and flung it towards first. Well, it was in the dirt of Montero, couldn't get it. And there's a very short wall along the left field side in front of the stands and no netting there, so the ball can easily get out of play. And Pintar will now stand on second. That is the first error of the day for the Ports. First pitch swinging is Contesello. It's lined towards left. Left fielder Thomas comes over and makes the catch down the line. Two away.
Now batting third baseman, number 17, Ronnie Polanco.
Ronnie Polanco bats from the right side, two away. And a runner in scoring position still. The pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Escorche fields it on two hops. And that ends the inning. Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position, but they still lead by one as we go into the bottom of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Jose Cabrera back on the mound for his third inning. He delivers a strike to the top of the order, Clark Elliott. Elliott walked in his first at-bat. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. Again, Cabrera looked a little uncomfortable in the first inning. He settled in nicely since then. For us, only the third inning. No balls, two strikes, as there is a huge shift to the right in the infield. 0-2. Lined right to the third baseman, Polanco, who was playing about a third of the way off the foul line. One away. Now Manny Pena, the designated hitter today for the Ports, comes to the plate. This is his first year with the Oakland Athletics. And there is a pitch clock violation on the batter. So all of a sudden it'll be an 0-1 count on him. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing on a pitch in the dirt, now 0-2. In years past, when there is a MLB rehabber, the pitch clock would be turned off for their at-bat, but now that the pitch clock is in the big leagues, it's in play. The 0-2 misses low and out. Count is 1-2. Cabrera kicks. Swung on and missed, strike three. Jose Cabrera strikes out Manny Pena for the second out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the Mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm-fresh salads, and gourmet sandwiches. Located in downtown Visalia, for more information, go to planningmillpizza.com. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. That was a gorgeous changeup to Buelvas. Buelvas grounds it out to short in his first at-bat. Here's the 0-1. Try to check his swing, but he did go around. Count is 0-2. You can tell how comfortable Cabrera is by how quickly he starts to pitch, and that's usually the case for every single pitcher. You'll notice it a little bit. But Cabrera, it is so noticeable. Sometimes it feels like I can't breathe when he's pitching, and he's just in a groove. No balls, two strikes, the pitch just misses a little in. Cabrera just over 50 pitches thrown. 1-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Back to back K's for Cabrera ends the inning. It's another 1-2-3 inning of work. Rawhide still lead 3-2. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Tri Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Oh my gosh, this is a race. Voice fans. Alright. Alright, you know what? They both win. They all did great guys. Make some noise for them, voice fans.
Rawhide lead 3-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Eason Sanchez back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. He'll face Guzman, Gutierrez, and Sanabria due up. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner, clocked it at 92 miles an hour, according to the radar gun. Oh, 01, strike at the knees, another fastball. We did have a roster move prior to today's game. Eli Saul is now with the Hillsboro Hops. He was promoted today. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, ground ball, threw into right field. Guzman hit his way through the shift. The second baseman, Malone, was standing close to second base, and a hard ground ball hit in between him and the first baseman. So Guzman standing on first, the leadoff single, and now Sergio Gutierrez is batting from the left. He flied out to right in his first at bat. Here's the pitch, and misses low. So again, Saul has been promoted to Hillsboro, and now the Rawhide have a new right-handed pitcher in the bullpen, Gunnar Groen. Pickoff attempt at first base, Guzman is back safely. Guzman does have four stolen bases on the year, so he's a threat to steal, especially with a left-handed hitter up like Goody. One oh, swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Infield at double play depth with the runner on first and nobody out. Guzman takes off with a pitch, is drilled down the right field side. Elliott going back. He's at the wall, and Sergio Gutierrez has home run number 3 of the season. 3 hits, 3 home runs. I saw him before the game. I waved to him from my press box, and he pointed at me and then swung an imaginary bat and pointed over the wall. So he called his shot correctly this time. And that makes it a 5 8-2 ball game Rawhide lead as Donier Sanabria will now bat from the left with nobody out and nobody on. The reason why I say that Goody finally called his shot correctly was because he did tell me that he was going to have a home run. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Escorche has it, one away. In his first game of the season, he told me that he was going to hit a his second game of the season, he told me he was going to hit a home run. He didn't. But then, 2 days later, he played and hit a home run. So he's just a day late on that. This one, he actually got right. One away, nobody on for Juan Corniel. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Pitch misses low. Corniel today has hit two ground balls to second, one for a base hit, another for a ground out. 1-1, misses low. 2-1. Still a shift to the right in the infield, a big swing and miss from Corniel. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball again. Second base side. Malone picks it up. Keeps his feet moving towards second, but makes a nice throw to first for the second out of the inning. And now Brett Johnson comes to the plate. He has doubled and singled today.
Now batting right fielder, number 6, Brett Johnson.
He entered the game batting 125 on the year. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. Pitch is low in the dirt and inside. 2-0 count. Rawhide lead 5-2, top of the fourth. Sanchez delivers, and it's fouled off again. Two-one. Line drive down the left field side. It's looping and lands fair down the line. Johnson takes a wide turn around first, but will retreat back to first base. He is now 3-for-3 today with a double and two singles. It sounded like he broke his bat, but you know, you'll take a base hit for a broken bat. Christian Cerda, the designated hitter, now batting from the right. He has singled and struck out looking today. Two away, runner on first is Johnson. The pitch comes inside. This is like deja vu from the last inning. Rather, from two innings ago. Two outs, Johnson on first. He was caught stealing to end the inning. We'll see if he takes off in this at-bat. 1-0 comes in, and it hits Christian Cerda square in the middle of his back. So Johnson won't take off for a second, as if he's stealing. He'll just trot down there after Cerda's hit by a pitch. Runners on first and second for the second baseman, Andrew Pintar. Pintar had an RBI single in the first inning to drive in his first run of his career. He also has reached on an error, and now the pitching coach for the Ports, Gabriel Osuna, will have a conversation with Jason Sanchez. Two outs, runners on first and second. Guzman led off the inning with a single into right field, then Sergio Gutierrez hit his third home run of the year to make it 5-2. Sanabria grounds it out to short. Corniel grounds it out to second. But then Johnson had a looping single down the left field side, and Christian Cerda was just hit by a pitch. That is how there are two outs and runners on first and second with the Rawhide leading by three in the fourth. Andrew Pintar is batting from the right side. He's reached base twice today. Sanchez delivers. And it's a strike on the outside corner. ...0-1. Fouled off behind home plate. Count is now 0-2. Grounded foul, third base side. Sanchez, glove at the chest. He delivers the 0-2. It's low in the dirt. Ball one. Nice stop by the catcher, Mojica. This is the third game that Mojica's catching for the Ports. He had the night off yesterday after catching the first two of this series. One, two. Deep fly ball to right. Elliott going back. He's at the wall looking up. A home run for Andrew Pintar, the first of the season and the first of his professional career. It is a three-run blast for the second baseman, and he makes it an 8-2 ball game. Congratulations to Andrew Pintar for his first career home run. Someone go get that ball. I don't know who to text to say go get the ball. We'll just find him a random ball. He won't care if it's the real one. It'll be fine. It just needs to be written on there. First pitch to Contesello is a called strike. Frankly, we could just tell him it was the ball and he won't know any different. 0-1. Fouled off. That actually happened to, it was Christian Montes de Oca 2 seasons ago, I think. No, last year, I beg your pardon. Here's the 0-2. Misses low, so Montes de Oca is a relief pitcher. And he made his professional debut last year with the Rawhide, and he had his first career strikeout. And our pitching coach had the ball. And then a kid asked for the ball, and Gabby didn't think anything of it and just handed it to the kid. The pitch is swung on. It's popped up down the left field side. Left fielder putting his hands up saying he can't find it, but now he makes a diving attempt, and he's able to hold on to the ball. Lucky break for Colby Thomas, who was unable to see the ball at first off the bat, but he comes up with it to end the inning. To finish off that story, Gabby found a other ball to give to Christian, and Christian now has that ball as his first career strikeout. Well, the Rawhide now lead 8-2 as we head into the bottom of the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
On Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
for the Hornets, left fielder number 8, Colby Thomas.
First pitch swinging, Colby Thomas. It's a single into right center field. A looping single. We're hit right over the head of Andrew Pintar, so leadoff man is on for the Ports. Garland Montero batting from the left side. Nobody out, runner on first. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. The throw from Gutierrez. In time, they got him. Goody throws out Thomas for the first out of the inning. That's the first time that Thomas has been caught stealing this season. Oh-1. Here's the pitch. Misses low. The pitch misses outside. Ball 1. Two-1. Just misses high. Ball 3. Montero singled in his first at-bat into right field. That pitch is a strike. Count is now full. Rawhide lead 8-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch is swung on, but fouled off. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Montero goes down swinging for the first out of the bottom of the fourth inning. Another strikeout for Cabrera. That is strikeout. Beg your pardon, second out of the inning because of that caught stealing. So 2 outs, but still that is the 4th strike out of the day for Cabrera. First pitch swinging, a deep fly ball to left center field. Should have the distance, and it does hit over the Rawhide bullpen. Brennan Malone has his second home run of the year, and it's the second home run of the night for the Ports. Makes it an 8-3 ball game in the fourth inning.
And that Brennan Malone home run is sponsored by the Hoodie, and we're going to donate $10 for the shoulder of San Joaquin.
TJ Schofield, Sam, now batting from the left side. First pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. He flied out to left in his first at bat. 2 away, an 8-3 ball game Rawhide lead. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. Count is now 0-2.
If that was your windshield, be sure to call A1 Glass.
The pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3, but a home run by Malone makes it an 8-3 ball game as we head into the 5th. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Bettis Health, Lodi Memorial, and Dameron are proud to sponsor the 2023 season of the Stockton Ports. When serious injury strike, we're just a short stop away. At Bettis Health, together, inspired. Let's throw it back on down to Tony. What do you want to splash up to?
I'm actually right over here with my friend Gianna for our ice cream taste test brought to you all by Crystal Cream. And Gianna, we're going to give you a flavor of ice cream right over here. Okay, you're going to taste it and tell me what flavor it is. If you get 2 out of 3 right, you are correct. All right, taste it. What flavor?
Vanilla.
What for, y'all? She got it. This is good for her. Here we go. All you need is 2. Let's see. Taste it real good. Which one is it? Oh, 2 for 2. She's already a winner, but watch this. Watch this one. This one's a little different. I bet you're going to get it.
attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Pitching change for the Ports. Now on the mound, number 22, Jake Fenix. Leading off the fifth for the Rawhide, third base, number 17, Ronnie Polanco.
It's a 1-2 count to Ronnie Polanco to start off the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Lined into right field, a base hit. Polanco reaches for the first time today. No, second time today.
Now batting center fielder, number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Alvin Guzman now batting from the right. He tries to check his swing on an outside pitch, but he does not. 0-1 count. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Polanco, a short lead at first base. 0-2 to Guzman. It misses in the dirt. Eight to three ball game. The Rawhide lead. Top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman goes down swinging for the first out.
Now batting the catcher, number 4, Sergio Gutierrez.
Here's Sergio Gutierrez batting from the left side. He hit a home run in his last at bat. It was a 2-run blast. And his third home run of the year, the pitch, is swung on and missed. By the way, the new pitcher on the mound for the Ports is Jake Fennings. Fennings, tall right-handed pitcher. 0-1 misses. Jake Fennings. 6'7", 215 pounds. One. High fly ball, deep left field. Thomas goes back and makes the catch in front of the warning track as Polanco will head back to first base.
Now batting left fielder, number 9, Donier Sanabria.
Johnny Sanabria batting from the left side. Two down now. He is grounded out to short twice. First pitch swinging and he misses. Oh, one. misses high. And there is a movement in the Rawhide pen. Looks like a right-handed pitcher. Makes me think it's Gunnar Groen. 1-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The runner on first is still Polanco. The pitch misses low. The pitch low and inside. Now ball three with a full count. Polanco will be off on the pitch. Payoff pitch. Polanco's off and it misses. High ball four. Donier Sanabria draws a two-out walk. And now the top of the order comes to the plate. It's Juan Corniel. He's hit a ground ball to second base three times today.
Now batting the shortstop, number five, Juan Corniel.
Now the thing is, when he's hit the ground ball to second, it's been slightly more up the middle, and the second baseman Malone is still shading closer to first base. You'd think that they'd maybe have him take one or two steps to his right. First pitch to Corniel misses high and in. Fennings 0-1 this year with a 6.75 ERA. This is his third appearance and only the second time pitching out of the bullpen. The pitch is swung on, line down the right field side. It lands for a base hit. They're going to send Polanco. The throw goes to second, and the Rawhide extend their lead 9-3 in the top of the fifth inning. Polanco scores, and Sanabria goes from first to third. Runners in the corners for Brett Johnson, but first, Gabriel Ozuna, the pitching coach for the Porters, will come have a quick conversation that'll give us an opportunity to finish off the stats for Fennings this season. Again, this is his second appearance out of the pen, fourth overall. He's thrown 5 1/3 innings for the Porters, giving up 4 earned runs off of 5 hits, walking 5 while striking out 4. Opponents are batting .238 against him this season.
Now batting right fielder, Brett Johnson.
And now we're ready for Johnson, who has reached base three times today, a double and two singles. Already has driven in a run, an opportunity to do it again with runners on the corners. He fouls off the first pitch he sees. One misses low. The pitch misses high and outside. Two balls, one strike, two outs. The pitch fouled off left field side. Two, two. Misses low, ball three. Full count to the runner on first. Corniel will be off on the pitch. Sanabria is still the runner on third. The pitch, runner is off. It's inside. Ball four. Johnson draws another two-out walk, and the bases are loaded for the Rawhide and Christian Cerda stepping to the plate. On third, Sanabria, he walked. Corniels on second. He had an RBI single. And now Johnson on first, who also walked. The pitch just misses outside. One oh, misses low again, ball two. Fennings, glove at the chest, he delivers. And the 2-0 misses low, ball three. There is nowhere to put him, the bases are loaded. Fennings, originally from Idaho, drafted last year in the 13th round by the A's. 3-0. Outside, ball four. Christian Cerda gets an RBI by taking four balls. And Sanabria touches home plate. It's a 10-3 ball game now. Rawhide lead. Base is still full, and Andrew Pintar coming to the plate, batting from the right side. Still two outs, the pitch. Misses high. 3 2-out walks given up by Fennings. And there's movement in the Ports bullpen. 1-0 misses outside, ball two. That's eight straight balls in a row. 2-0. Make it nine straight in a row. Remember, he walked Johnson. It was a full count when he walked him, but it was two straight balls. And then Christian Cerda took four straight. And now Pintar has three straight. The pitch. There is a strike on the inside corner. 3 balls, 1 strike. Bases are still full for the Rawhide. And Andrew Pintar at the plate. The pitch misses high. Again, ball four. That is 3 consecutive walks given up by Fennings. And it's an 11-3 ball game in the top of the fifth inning. And here is the pitch, the manager, Pettit. He's going to go to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. He will inherit the bases full. And 2 outs, and the Rawhide leading 11-3 in the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Comes to trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Now batting for the Rawhide, first baseman Gavin Conticello.
Gavin Conticello at the plate for the Rawhide. Bases are full, two outs. The pitch misses outside, ball one. The new pitcher is now Pedro Santos. He is the second pitcher of the inning and third of the evening. The Rawhide lead 11-3. They've scored three so far in this inning. Bases full, two outs, and a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball two. The runner on third is Brett Johnson. On second, Christian Cerda. And at first is Andrew Pintar. All three of them have walked with two outs. Cerda and Pintar walked with the bases loaded, so they got an RBI. 2-0. There's a strike at the knees. Swung on and missed, strike two. Santos, right-handed pitcher, glove at the belt. He kicks. Outside, ball three. Count is full. The runners will be off on the pitch. Bases full, two away.
Two strikes, two outs. You know what that means. We need a strike if I'm going to hear you make some noise.
Payoff pitch. Popped up out of play.
Don't stop now, boys fans. It's still two strikes and two outs. I know you have to do better than that. Let me hear you get a little bit louder.
Three, two. High ball four. That is four straight walks given up by the Ports pitching staff. Five in this inning. And now three of them have been with the bases loaded. Ronnie Polanco is stepping to the plate for the second time this inning. Rawhide have officially batted around. Two outs, bases still full. And this one is getting a little out of hand here at Banner Island Ballpark. First pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. It is now a 12-3 ball game. Rawhide lead. No balls, two strikes. Polanco, who singled to start off this inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Polanco goes down looking to end the inning, but the Rawhide picked up four runs, and they now lead 12-3 as we go into the bottom of the fifth. Halfway through this one, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste?
Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Leading off for the Hornets, the catcher, number 4, Jose Mujica.
Jose Mujica leading it off for the Ports. Jose Cabrera is back on the mound for the Rawhide as he delivers. Well, that was awkward timing as that pitch misses outside. Jose Cabrera, I promise you he was starting. I know this is the radio and you just have to believe me, but swear, he did start today. And this is inning number 5 as that pitch is a called strike. Count is now 2-1. Here's the pitch coming inside. Ball 3, a curveball that didn't curve completely. Cabrera has now thrown 70 pitches. I'd expect him to only go about 10 more. Again, there was someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. First pitch, or that pitch, shallow fly ball into left field as Sanabria makes the catch, one away. Now the number 9 batter, Jose Escorche, steps to the plate. So I know Joe Ross, our director of community relations, is listening. I know we've been kind of guessing who I think is going to come in to pitch. That pitch misses high and in. So I think it's going to be the new guy, Gunnar Groen. That only makes sense. That's one guy that I'm thinking. I think another one is going to be Yeifer Perdomo and Will Mabry. I feel like I'm probably going to be wrong on one of those, but I think I make it 2 of the 3 right. The pitch misses high. Ball 2. 2-0 count. And Joe, I don't want us to decide that the order. I just want it to be if they come into pitch that I'm right. The pitch misses high and inside, ball 3. I think it's already difficult to guess who's going to come in and pitch. I don't want to have to also be in charge of the order. 3-0 misses high, ball 4, and that's why I'm not a pitching coach. Escorche draws a 4-pitch walk. And now Clark Elliott will come to the plate batting from the left side. But first, D. Garner, the manager for the Rawhide, will come out and relieve Jose Cabrera, who's 2 outs away from being eligible for a win. But here in single A, sometimes it takes a little while for the starting pitcher to be eligible for a win. That will be the day for Jose Cabrera. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. Rawhide lead 12-3 as we go into the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
All right, we are ready for Clark Elliott. Joe, I'm wrong. It's Billy Corker, and I didn't name him because I thought he was piggybacking off a different guy this week. I don't know if he's piggybacking anymore. I wasn't told the piggybackers this week by our pitching coach, Tyler Mark. But it's Billy Corcoran as that pitch is a cold strike on the outside corner. For those of you who don't know, the Rawhide tend to piggyback quite often, specifically in the Diamondbacks organization. Rondo Vasquez piggybacked yesterday, so that pitch misses outside. Corcoran now here today. Although last week, they usually pair them up, the starter and then the piggybacker. They usually stay the same. Pitch misses outside. Last time, Corcoran, he piggybacked off of Jones, so maybe he's not doing that anymore. Maybe he's just a reliever, which means I need to include him in my guesses. Here's the 2-1, called strike on the inside corner. Fly ball into right field. Johnson going back at the wall, leaps up and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. It's two outs, runner on first is still Jose Escorche. And now Manny Pena is batting from the right side with the Rawhide leading 12-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pena today has hit a two-run blast, and he's also struck out, so Jose Cabrera can put that feather in his cap, that he's struck out a big leaguer. Pena takes the ball low. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike. Last time that Billy Corcoran pitched, he earned the win. That was back on Sunday. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Ball two. He threw 2 2/3 innings of relief. Did give up 2 earned runs off of 3 hits, but walked a batter and struck out 2. And again, most importantly, he earned his first win with the Rawhide. 2-1. Fly ball into left field. Sanabria goes back and makes the catch, almost overruns it, but ends up making a basket catch in front of his belt to end the inning. Rawhide still lead by 9 as we go into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Top of the sixth inning, the Rawhide lead 12-3, and Alvin Guzman is batting from the right side. First pitch to him, he swings, fly ball to deep right field. Elliott going over. Is it a home run? Yes, it cleared the right field wall. Alvin Guzman hits his second home run in as many days, and it's now 13-3, the Rawhide lead. And now here comes Sergio Gutierrez batting from the left side. He already has a home run today. Guti has also flied out twice. The pitch. Missing outside ball one. Pedro Santos is 1-1 on the year with a 5.79 ERA. 1-0, popped up, it'll stay in the yard, to left center field. Thomas is underneath, it makes the catch as he falls to the ground. That's the second time today that he's lost the ball in the night sky and has still somehow come up with the ball. I'm not sure if that's just showing how lucky he is or his athletic ability, because to be honest, losing the ball and then being able to finally find it and having to make a quick reflex to lunge out and make the catch is impressive. That's not easy to do. One down, and Sanabria takes a ball outside. Sanabria today has walked and grounded out twice. Pitch is a strike, count is 1-1. This is the fourth appearance out of the pen for Santos. He's thrown five innings of work for the Ports. Giving up four runs off of five hits. Hitting a batter, walking four, and striking out five. Count is now 2-1. Infield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Swung on and missed, strike three. Sanabria goes down, swinging for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for the top of the order, Juan Corniel.
I'm adding shortstop, number 5, Juan Corniel.
Rawhide lead 13-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Over an hour and a half into this ball game as the breaking ball is in there for a strike. Take a look at the scores around the Cal League. Fresno leads Rancho 6-4 in the ninth. Inland Empire leads San Jose 7-1 in the sixth. And Lake Elsinore leads Modesto 3-1 in the sixth. Pitch misses outside. Two outs, nobody on. One. Misses high ball two. Corniel today with two singles. He's 2 for 4. There's a strike on the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the shortstop. Two-two. Fouled off. It's a breaking ball that Corniel is able to line foul down the third base side. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Missing high and outside, ball three. Payoff pitch. Outside, a ball four. Juan Corniel draws a two-out walk. And now Brett Johnson will come to the plate for the Rawhide.
Now batting right fielder number 6, Brett Johnson.
Johnson today has reached base 4 times, and he has scored 3 of those 4 times that he's reached. First pitch is outside. He had an RBI double in the first, an infield single in the second. Single to left in the fourth, and then walked in the fifth. 1-0. Called strike on the outside corner. Runner on first, Corniel is a threat to steal. He's already stolen a base tonight. He is 4 in 5 attempts. 1-1. Swung on and missed. That was another breaking ball from Santos. One, two, deep fly ball, left center. The center fielder, Buelvas, comes over and makes the catch to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on first, but they pick up another run thanks to Alvin Guzman's second home run of the year, and the Rawhide lead 13-3 as we go into the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Rawhide lead 13-3. Billy Corcoran back on the mound. Tall right-handed pitcher originally from Pennsylvania, and he'll face Brian Buelvas. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. slight shift to the left in the infield, nothing drastic, and really no shift in the outfield either. The pitch is fouled off. Count remains 0-2. Corcoran is 6'8", 220 pounds, originally from Chester, Pennsylvania. Spent all of last year in the Arizona Complex League. Pitch misses outside. Corcoran was signed as a free agent last year. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Beautiful breaking ball from Corcoran for the first out of the sixth. That's another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria in Crust. We trust. Colby Thomas, and I'll bat from the right side. He's 1-for-2 today. One away, nobody on, with the Rawhide leading by 10, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Corcoran went to school at Pittsburgh. Prior to that, he was drafted by the Rangers in 2018, but it was in the 36th round, so he elected to go to college. That pitch is a strike. Count is 0-2. That's usually what happens when you're drafted that late out of high school. You decide to go to college and hope to develop and be able to be drafted out of college. It wasn't exactly the case for Corcoran, but he did sign out of college as the pitch misses outside. Count is now 1-2. The only few times where I've heard of someone deciding to still sign out of high school when it's in the later rounds was because he was unable to play baseball because of his grades. He wasn't going to be able to be on a college team, and the pitch is swung on and missed strike three. That's back-to-back K's for Corcoran. Another one brought to you by the Mill. Darlin Montero bats from the left. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Corcoran 1-0 on the year, enters the game with a 3.18 ERA as the pitch misses inside. This is his third appearance out of the pen. Again, he's usually in a piggybacking role, piggybacking off of Brock Jones. This is the first time that it's not behind Brock. 1-0, misses out, pardon, it's a strike. Count is 1-1. In those two appearances, he's thrown 5 2/3 innings, giving up 2 earned runs off of 4 hits. Walking 2 while striking out 7 as that pitch is a strike right at the knees. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on with the infield shifting to the right. This is pretty much the farthest right you can shift in this quote-unquote no-shift era. The pitch misses low. He tries to check his swing. He does go, according to Spencer Kim, on the bases. So Corcoran, Billy Corcoran, he strikes out the side, and the Rawhide still lead by 10 going into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
DH 23, Christian Sotos.
Christian Cerda leading it off for the Rawhide in the seventh inning. They lead by 10. He tries to check his swing on an outside breaking ball, but he does go around according to the home plate umpire, Evan Anderson. Rawhide lead 13-3 in the seventh. The pitch. Lined towards center field. It'll land in front of Welvas for a base hit. It was a breaking ball that hung up for Cerda. And he has reached base four times now. Now Andrew Pintar stepping to the plate, batting from the right side. Runner on first and nobody out. First pitch misses low. Strike on the inside corner. Not only the Rawhide 13 runs, this is the most runs that they've scored in a game this season. It's also the first time they've been in double digits this year. Closest they got is 8 runs, and that was twice. 1-1 is fouled off. Rawhide are currently a 500 team. I think the Rawhide last year, the only time they were a 500 team were within the first 4 or 5 games of the season. After that, a little bit of a roller coaster for the Rawhide in 2022. The pitch is popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Montero overruns the pop-up in foul territory and misses it. So Andrew Pintar has an extra life here. 1-2. Foul tipped into the glove of Mujica. He holds on to it for strike 3. 1 down, still a runner on first for Gavin Contasello. Let's take a look at the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Reno in Salt Lake City has been postponed. Amarillo fell to Northwest Arkansas 5-0. Right now, Eugene leads 3-1 over Hillsboro. The pitch. Misses outside, ball 1. And, of course, here the Rawhide lead 13-3. But the Diamondbacks, the big league team, they lead the Padres 3-0 in the eighth inning. 1-0, swung on and missed. One misses outside. The 2-1 called strike on the outside corner. Contasello today. He's hit a ground ball to first. Hit 2 fly balls to left, and he's also walked with the bases loaded. 2-2. Misses inside, ball 3, full count. Santos, a right-handed pitcher, originally from the Dominican Republic. He kicks, The pitch misses outside, ball four. Gavin Contasello draws his second walk of the day. And it's runners on first and second, one away for Ronnie Polanco. And that will be the day for Santos as the manager, Pettit, will come out and relieve Santos. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, the new pitcher will inherit runners on first and second with one out in the Rawhide leading by 10 in the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Pitcher on the mound for the Ports is Aaron Cohn. Cohn in relief for Santos. He inherits runners on first and second and one away. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. There goes the crowd, Mike. Sorry for your eardrums. Here's the 1-0. There's a strike. Let me just pull up the crowd mic real quick. Make sure everything's still connected. Okay, we'll put it back on for you. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. It misses outside, ball two. Ronnie Polanco today is 2-for-4. Runner on second is Christian Cerda, and on first, Gavin Contasello. The Rawhide lead by 10. The pitch is foul-tipped into the glove of Mujica. Cohn, this is the second time that he has pitched. The series. The pitch. Misses inside. I actually have it down that he pitched yesterday, which makes me think it's not him. Pitch is a hard ground ball. Takes a nasty hop on the third baseman right to the shortstop's glove. The throw to first is not in time. Almost a trick play there, but the third baseman, TJ Schofield, Sam, took a nasty hop, it off his shoulder and went right into Escorche's glove. He then tried to throw to first for an out, but Polanco beat it out. Bases are now full with one out. So it is number 21. So it is Cohn on the mound. I want to double check the box score from yesterday to make sure I have the right guy. Because it's rare to have someone pitch multiple nights in a row in single A, especially this early in the season. Elvin Guzman takes a strike on the inside corner. The pitch swung on and missed. And by the way, Polanco does reach on a single. They're not going to give an error on Schofield Sam because of that nasty hop. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman goes down swinging on a slider from Cone. Two away. Base is still full, and Sergio Gutierrez comes to the plate. So double-checking the box score, Aaron Cone did pitch yesterday, but he only threw to get one out to end the ninth. So that's why he's able to go two nights in a row. Makes a lot more sense. I was nervous for his arm there for a second. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off down the first base side. You know, this isn't Major League Baseball where guys are able to pitch multiple days in a row. But even in the majors, they rarely do that unless it's high-pressure situations. Bases full for Gutierrez. 0-1 count, two down. The Rawhide lead 13-3. The pitch fouled off into the netting. No balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, Gutierrez strikes out to end the inning. Rawhide strand the bases full, but they do lead by 10 as we head into the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time at Banner Island Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. First pitch is a strike. We do have a defensive change for the Rawhide. Now at second base is Luis Rubio. And it looks like that's it. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Line towards center. Guzman coming in. A late break. He tries to make the catch. He catches it on one hop. Just that split second hesitation allow Malone to have a single.
Not batting for the Ports. Third baseman, number six, TJ Schofield.
And now TJ Schofield, Sam, is batting from the left side. Runner on first, nobody out. Corcoran is back on the mound. One oh. Two oh was a strike on the outside corner. Fouled off third base side. Just handed tonight's announced attendance on this Friday evening in Stockton. 1,714. That's 1,714 for attendance. 2-2. Popped up left side. Sanabria comes in. Makes the catch in shallow left. One away. And Malone goes back to first. Jose Mojica will bat from the right side. Rawhide lead 13-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch misses high. One oh count, the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. One one. Misses outside. Corcoran, glove at the belt, checks the runner, now delivers, and the pitch is fouled off into the netting. Corcoran now just under 35 pitches thrown on the evening. He came in relief for Cabrera in the fifth. And Malone, the runner on first, is the only base runner that he's allowed thus far. The 2-2. A flare down the first base side. Conticello drop steps to his left and makes the catch in foul territory. Two down.
Now batting the in and out burner hitter of the game, shortstop number one, Jose Escuche.
Jose Escuche bats from the right. He has grounded out to short and also walked today. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike on the outside corner. The ground ball to short, though, was that Geiger Electric play of the game, a hard one-hopper that Cornell somehow gloved, spun around and threw to first to end the second. 0-1. A strike on the outside corner. I thought it was outside, but I think that was a slider from Corcoran. Called for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Misses high and in ball one. Nine 16 local time in downtown Stockton. We are now about 2 hours and 10 minutes into this ball game. Bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Escuche goes down swinging for the third out of the inning. The Port Strand runner on first, and the Rawhide still lead by 10. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free
from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Donnier Sanabria leads it off for the Rawhide. The Rawhide lead 13-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Aaron Cohn is back on the mound. He came in relief for Santos in the last inning as that pitch to Sanabria misses high. Sanabria does not have a hit today. He's one of two Rawhide batters in the lineup to not have a hit. The pitch is swung on, a deep fly ball to right. Right fielder Elliott makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning. The only other batter to not have a hit today is Gavin Conticello.
Now batting shortstop, number 5, Juan Corniel.
Top of the order, Juan Corniel stepping to the plate. Corniel has two hits today. He's 2-for-2 with the walk. The pitch, called strike. Cone delivers, a pitch that's high and out. One-one. Line towards center field. It lands in front of Buelvas. Two hops him. Three hits on the day now for Corniel. One away, runner on first as Brett Johnson comes to the plate.
Now batting number 6, the right fielder, Brett Johnson.
Brett Johnson. He is 3-for-4 with a walk. Pitch. Check swing, but the ball finds the bat. It's fouled off. 0-1 count. Johnson enter the game, batting 125 for the Rawhide. The Hide lead by 10 here in the eighth. The pitch popped up into center field. Buelvas makes the catch, two away.
Yeah,
sounded like it was off the end of the bat.
Now batting designated hitter, Christian Cerda.
Christian Cerda now bats from the right. He has two singles today. Two away, runner on first is still Corniel. Cone kicks. The pitch misses outside. Cone is 0-1 on the year with a 3.86 ERA in his fifth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 2 1/3 innings entering today's game as the pitch misses high, ball 3. He's given up 3 runs, one of them earned off of 4 hits. He's walked 1 while striking out 2. Check swing. And he fouls it off. Count is 2-1. First baseman Montero was not holding the runner Corniel. Called strike. Count is even at 2-2 now. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. A left-handed pitcher is warming. 2-2. Tries to check his swing on an outside pitch. No appeal down, so full count. Two down, the runner on first, Corniel, will be off on the pitch. Sarah looking for his third hit of the day and to reach base for the fifth time. Here's the pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Cerda goes down looking to end it. The Rawhide still lead by 10. Going into the bottom of the eighth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Right fielder number 9, Clark Elliott.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 13-3, and Clark Elliott takes ball one from the new pitcher on the mound, Yeifer Perdomo. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch miss, beg your pardon, that's a strike. Count is now 1-1. Perdomo in relief for Billy Corcoran, who's probably in line for the win because Cabrera was not eligible. So Corcoran threw 2 2/3 scoreless innings, giving up a hit. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out four. Fantastic relief appearance as the pitch from Perdomo is a strike. By the way, Joe, I did predict that Perdomo would pitch today, so I think I'm now 4-1 on the season. We did just start guessing yesterday. Here's the 1-2. Big swing and miss, strike three, a fastball that he waves at. Elliott goes down swinging, one away. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust, we trust. And now we have a new batter. Manny Pena originally was the designated hitter today for a rehab assignment. He is now being pinch hit for. And it's Luis Marinez batting from the right side. So that's the day for Pena. He did hit a home run in his first at bat. Here's the pitch. It comes inside, ball one. Popped up behind the plate, and it will reach the grandstands.
If that was your windshield, be sure to call A1 Auto Glass, family owned and operated since 1988.
No shift in the infield. Perdomo glove at the belt. He kicks. Pitch misses outside. Luis Marinez looking for his first hit of the season still. The pitch is a strike. Marinez is 0 for 14 this year. He has drawn a walk, and in those 14 at-bats, he has struck out 9 times. The pitch misses high, ball 3. When you see those stats as a pitcher, you should be thinking, I want to attack him. Full count, nobody on, 1 out. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. Make it 10 strikeouts on the year for Marinez, and 2 strikeouts in this inning. For Perdomo, another one brought to you by The Mill. Here's Brian Buelvis. Buelvis today has grounded out and also struck out twice. The pitch misses inside. Misses outside. Count is now 2-0. Perdomo delivers a strike on the inside corner. Perdomo is 1-0 on the year with a 5.14 ERA. This is his 5th appearance out of the bullpen. 2-1. Popped up in the infield. First baseman Contesello calling for it. So is Rubio. And it's not going to be caught by either one of them. And Buelvis heads for second. So a misplay in the infield puts a runner in scoring position for the Ports with 2 away. They do trail by 10 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Brings up Colby Thomas, who's batting .319 on the year. He's 1 for 3 today. Ports have 5 hits this evening. First pitch misses in, and by the way, it's going to be a fielding error on the first baseman, Contesello. That's the first error of the day for the Rawhide. Both teams have committed 1. The pitch, missing high and out. Rawhide have 16 hits on the evening, while the Ports have 5. 13-3 ball game in the bottom of the 8th inning. Providing the Rawhide don't break down in a disastrous way, they should win tonight. The pitch misses out, which means it'll be 5 wins in a row for the Rawhide. I don't think we had 5 wins in a row at all last year. I'll have to go through some old game notes. 3-0. Misses high, ball 4. Thomas draws a 4-pitch walk. Runners on first and second, 2 away. And Tyler Mark is going to trot out to have a quick conversation with Perdomo. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. This is the second year in a row where the Rawhide pitching coach is bilingual. Last year is Gabby Hernandez. This year it is Tyler Mark, who's actually originally from the Los Angeles area, but his family is from Panama, so he grew up learning both languages. Darlin Montero, bats from the right side. Runners on first and second. There are two outs. Here's the pitch. A strike on the outside corner. Perdomo delivers, and the pitch misses low. Pitch is popped up into center field. Guzman takes a few steps to the right of second and makes the catch to end the inning. The Port strand two runners, and they still trail by 10. Heading into the ninth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat.
First pitch to Luis Rubio was low on the dirt, ball one. We have our first position player pitching of the season as Luis Rubio hits a hard one hopper. The second baseman, Malone, makes a nice play to retire Rubio in his first at bat of the day. So Hanson Lopez is in relief for Aaron Cohn. This pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. First pitch to Conticello. Misses outside. He's throwing so slow the radar gun didn't pick it up. Almost like a natural knuckleball. The pitch. Hard ground ball, but foul down the first base side. If you're a Rawhide hitter, you're almost treating this like it's slow pitch softball. Just keep your weight back, load, 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 and explode finally. Lopez is originally a catcher. So the pitch to Conticello misses low, originally from Mexico. He has pitched before. Last year in the Arizona Complex League, he pitched one inning. He actually has a 0 ERA as a pitcher in 2 2/3 innings. That's very impressive. He's even struck out a batter. No walks. Hard ground ball. First baseman has it. And Montero will tag first. I mean, shoot. I know Lopez isn't throwing very hard, but if catching doesn't work out, turn him into a pitcher. Really what you want from your position players is to not walk anyone when they're pitching, and that's exactly what he's done. Last year there were a few times where the Rawhide position player came in to pitch and he would walk the bases full, and that was just, I mean, it was a killer as the pitch misses high to Ronnie Polanco. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. Misses high and in ball two. Pitch is fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. Polanco looking for his fourth hit of the evening. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Lopez strikes out Ronnie Polanco to end the inning. But the Rawhide do lead by 10, and it's last ups for the Ports. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Are you looking for a sign to restart your fitness journey? Well, this is it.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Yeifer Perdomo back on the mound to close out the game. First pitch to Malone is a strike. The Rawhide lead 13-3. Here's the 0-1. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, and it hits Gutierrez's left arm, it looked like. He's in quite some pain behind the plate. Here comes Connor Oates, the athletic trainer, to check in on him again. I'm pretty sure it was his left arm. And he's starting to move it kind of up and down. I'm not sure if it got the protector. It doesn't look like it. Connor's checking on his upper bicep right now. It's going to be sore tomorrow. And he says he's okay. One of those situations where it's, you know, it's not a real injury or anything, but you're going to have a nasty bruise tomorrow. One ball, two strikes. Perdomo, the southpaw from Venezuela, trying to close it out for the Hyde to make it five wins in a row. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three as Malone goes down swinging for the first out of the ninth. TJ Schofield, Sam batting from the left. It's a left versus left matchup as he takes a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1. Big swing and miss. Count is now 0-2. By the way, the Rawhide pitching staff have struck out more than 10 batters today. Here's the pitch. It misses outside. That's kind of been the big stat that at least I've been following and paying the most attention, because that is now 10 of 13 games this season where the Rawhide pitching staff have combined to strike out 10 or more batters. 1-2 popped up out of play. Right now we are at 11 strikeouts on the day. The most we had was 20 against Rancho. 1-2. Fouled off. Pitch misses low. Two, two is popped up to deep left field. Sanabria giving chase. He watches it go, but it's called a foul ball. It had the distance again. It's only 300 feet down the left field line. Still a 2-2 count. Obviously, as you can hear, the fans do not like that call. I was not in a good position to see whether or not it was fair or foul. The pitch is fouled off, and Gutierrez now just got hit in his left leg, and he's limping a little bit. His entire left side of the body is going to be numb tomorrow. I will say that from my angle, I thought it was a fair ball, but I'm also looking through two glass window panes because of how the windows are here in Stockton. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Perdomo delivers. Fouled off again, left field side. Perdomo, glove at the belt. 2-2, low in the dirt, ball three. Long at bat here by Schofield, Sam. I believe that was the 10th pitch of the at-bat. He is fouled off. Five strikes so far in this at-bat. Payoff pitch. Ground ball, foul down the first base side. Make it six foul balls at TJ Schofield, Sam. And time is called because Brett Johnson needed to go get the ball in foul territory. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. Fouled off again. A seriously long at-bat by TJ Schofield, Sam, not going down when his team is down by 10 runs in the ninth inning. That's some fight you have to have. He's 0 for 3 today. Payoff pitch. There he goes down swinging. Back-to-back Ks for Perdomo, although it took 12 pitches. Two away, and the Ports are down to their final out as Jose Mujica will come to the plate. Rawhide one out away from five wins in a row.
Now batting the catcher, number four, Jose Mujica.
And it is a pitch clock violation on Perdomo, so 1-0 count. Mujica today has popped out twice and also struck out once. Perdomo kicks. And there's a strike, 1-1. Coming in. Ball two. Southpaw kicks. Low, ball three. 3-1 count. It is a hitter's count for the catcher. Mujica enters the game with a 2.17 ERA. High ball four. Perdomo loses him. And the Ports stay alive. And now Jose Escorche will bat from the right side as Sergio Gutierrez is out to have a quick conversation with Perdomo. Perdomo is at 42 pitches, so they do have someone warming in the pen just in case they have to go to them. Not that Perdomo needs someone. Again, the Rawhide are up by 10 in the bottom of the ninth with two outs, but you need to conserve Perdomo's arm. Perdomo did used to be a starter. He just transitioned to the bullpen midway through last year. So he's able to throw quite a few innings. 42 pitches is a lot. 12 of them are because of TJ Schofield, Sam's at bat. First pitch misses outside to Scorche. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Escorche today has hit a ground ball to short, walked, and has struck out. 1-1. Fouled off to our right. One, two. Deep fly ball to right field. Johnson goes back and makes the catch on the warning track to end the game. The Rawhide take down the Ports by a score of 13-3. A 10-run lead. That is the most the Rawhide have beaten a team by this year and also the most runs they have scored this year. The only time they've been in double digits this season.
Runs on 16 hits and one error allowed, and
for the Porks. 3 runs on 5 hits with 1 error left.
Rawhide now have a 5-game win streak. That's the longest win streak they've had in 2 seasons. 16 hits on the day. They did commit an error. The Ports scored their 3 runs off of 5 hits and committed 1 error. The Rawhide had 3 home runs on the day. Sergio Gutierrez hit his 3rd of the year. Pintar hit his 1st of his career. And Guzman hit his 2nd of the season. Rawhide pitching staff did strike out 13 batters today, which makes it now 10 out of 13 games this season where the Rawhide pitching staff have combined to strike out 10 or more batters. Again, final attendance today, 1,714. And this game took 2 hours and 46 minutes. Not bad when 16 runs are scored through 9 innings. Again, the final score, Rawhide 13 and the Ports 3. Quick post-game show for you today. Rawhide, now the 5-game win streak, they will try to make it 6 tomorrow for the 7:05 start. By the way, Billy Corcoran is the winner today, his 2nd win of the season. And Yason Sanchez takes his 3rd loss of the year after giving up 8 runs through 4 innings to the Rawhide. Expected pitcher tomorrow, Ricardo Yon for the Rawhide. And expected pitcher for the Ports is James Gonzalez. First pitch at 7:05 for the 5th game of the series. Again, the Rawhide will try to go for win number 6 in a row. One final time, Visalia, 13 runs off of 16 hits and committed 1 error. The Ports, 3 runs off of 5 hits and also committed an error. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Friday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7:05 from Banner Island Ballpark.